Hey, this is X Show Live.
How you got that's all folks on the line here. Welcome to Paul Bros Sunday,
nice.
Where we talk about the Paul Brothers.
Oh my god.
And right,
I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. First thing I hear is Paul Brothers. What's up?
Okay, Tree's here. I invited you because I thought you might want to be in on this. Zach and I wanted to start Paul Bros Sunday, where we just recap what happened last week in Paul Bros every Sunday. You don't have to be part of it if you don't want to, but I just wanted to let you be on it if you wanted to, too.
Okay. Actually, I was looking through. I finally got a chance to watch the edit from April Fool's.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me how, like, the show has become more about trying to produce a show, and, like, social media is just, like, a B-side.
Yeah.
Which is actually really great.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That's a pretty good point, though.
It's just so cool, you know? It's real talk.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun to do that. I mean, I was just sort of editing it. I don't know. But anyway.
I think you're just editing it truthfully, but yeah.
Yeah, lean into that. Lean into that narrative.
I'm trying to be more real than the vlogs. But so I thought that this is sort of like the pre-show talk. And we talk about, well, we can all go and watch some videos now and then come back in, like, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, like, watch a couple vlogs and then talk about what you saw. I just watched a couple Logan Paul vlogs, and I gotta say, the latest one has a real bombshell. Like, some news that you're like,
really?
Like, oh my god, yeah.
Can I just ask, is there a reason why we're, honestly, I haven't watched any vlogs in a really long time.
Well, that's what'll be fun for
you.
Well, Logan Paul stopped vlogging on the regular, so he only has a couple recently. Yeah. But Jake Paul, I've looked at his thumbnails, and he's going full on Finger Family. Like, he has like evil clowns.
Whoa!
What I mean by that is, like, Jake Paul's audience must be like Disney Channel, like tiny kids, because like the kinds of things that I'm seeing are the same things I see in like vlog and videos that are like trying to get babies to like click on them, like clickbait for babies, like evil clown, bad baby, like,
oh my god,
like that kind of like algorithmic like trash. Like,
so you're saying like the way that the show's cut up feels like very Finger Family?
No style. I haven't watched any I haven't watched any of the Jake Paul vlogs yet, but I've been seeing these thumbnails like the last week or so, and he has like this like evil clown narrative that is like so over the top. Like, he's like a combination of Finger Family and, oh flip, what was the other guy? Do you remember Lance Stewart? He's like Lance Stewart when Lance Stewart said he was like being possessed by a demon for like a week.
Oh.
So it's like super over the top thumbnails.
Yeah.
I think Jake Paul, like half of his team quit like within the last like couple weeks. And so he's kind of spiraling out of control. And so I'm kind of excited to see like what's going on with those.
I guess that's true. People maybe right now are kind of looking away. So
I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's up to.
I mean,
but
did they actually quit, or did they get like let go?
I think it was like, well, the juice, the story that even like big sites are writing about now, because like, I don't know, they just love watching like Jake Paul burn, is like,
oh, so people are writing about like the spiral?
Yeah, because okay. Nick Crompton quit, a couple other people quit. And it was because, like, their dad, I guess, came in and looked at all, like, the business. Like, looked at, like, the actual, like, business plans and who's being paid how much and for what and whatever. And he was like, these people are wastes, you know. And then I guess, like, a couple people got cut or quit when everybody said he was, like, being a real dickhead. And that's why they left. So, like, there's, like, one story that's, like, they got fired because, like, they were, like, wasting money and whatever. And another story where, like, I don't know, for some reason, it's not really about the business, like, being bad. It was, like, they just didn't like the Logan Paul, like, the Paul brothers' dad, Greg. Everyone says Greg
I
sucks.
I can totally see him being aggro about it.
Like, the big story is Greg sucks.
What a surprise.
the dad of the Paul brothers sucks. Yeah, not super surprising, I guess. But yeah, so I feel like you guys want to watch a couple of vlogs and then come get back here at like, I don't know, 1 hour, or what do you want
to
say?
Well, here's the problem. I'm about to leave in the next like 15 minutes.
All right.
But well, do you want to just, I don't know. What can we do in the next 15 minutes? You want to just like watch one?
Well, Zach and I were talking about doing this where we were going to do riff tracks, like Mystery Science Theater. Like, I never liked those shows, like, where, like, you, it's just, like, a commentary track on a bad movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But we could do a riff track if you want.
Let's try it, I guess. I mean, if you guys don't mind, otherwise I can just...
Where are you right now? Is somebody in, like, a loud area?
I think Zach is.
Where are you?
I'm waiting for my burrito at Norm's.
So you can't start a Logan Paul video right now?
I mean, potentially I could in like a minute if I got my burrito.
Okay. Well, let me tee up what video
we're
going to watch. You got to put on headphones, but we got to, we also, so for the audience at home, if they want to watch along. We have to like say 3, 2, 1 and then push play all at the same time so that the audience will be watching the same parts we will. And so it's sort of like an interactive experience. So this is kind of maybe a fun thing.
Yeah, yeah. This will be like a reaction vlog, but
watch the latest Logan Paul vlog, or what do you guys think? Every day, yeah. Or one of these like Jake Paul's crazy clown videos.
Oh yeah, viewer discretion advised, that one.
There's like let me see when they actually start. It's like, I'm telling you, like the killer clown thing, like,
oh shit,
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Love or are scared of some, for some reason they click on killer clowns.
So creepy. What the hell? It's like a 4-part series.
Yeah. So, like, the clowns came and stole Thor, I think, is the first in this series. And that's from 6 days ago. Monday, I guess. So, and ever since then, it's sort of like this narrative about this, like, crazy clown. And, like,
I hope he ends up being, like,
the latest video from one
like,
day ago.
Like, what is this? This is so weird.
Like, the last 2 days was, like, we found the kidnapper, and there's, like, this, like, woman who's tied.
Oh,
and, like,
shit.
This, like, big guy that's, like, holding a hostage, it looks like. Like, this is, like, some really, like, it looks like fucking, like, a snuff film.
He's trying to go, he's trying to serialize his show.
Yeah,
he's
but I'm telling
get,
you.
Like, a Netflix deal?
I don't know. Well.
Hello,
Tree?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. There you go, Zach.
Was that?
Sorry, the call just dropped.
Was that? Right. Oh, did it drop for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, I think I want to watch the We Found the Kidnapper.
The one from, like, yesterday or the one from today? There's like the kidnapper story, like this lady tied up in a garage is like the latest in this.
That's LP.
This is Jake Paul.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's got just like this. It's because his audience is so much younger. I swear, he just like looks at like, okay, what's my audience? What's like my age bracket? And what are the what are the keywords that are trending for them? And it is lots of killer clowns.
Oh, there's other people on the internet doing something. Clowns.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like a thing. It's a thing for baby content for some reason. Like young
Holy,
kids.
Holy, it's baby content.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like
you need to
get
to the baby
know, like
market.
That, you know how you use like those like really shitty animations with that lady who added that laugh that was like.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's just like lots of like really like crap cartoons with like. Crazy clowns or killer clowns and like bad CGI, like I don't know, it's like a thing that's like, I don't know, I can't tell if it's like babies inherently want to see killer clowns or somehow that's just like, I don't know. That's like, I don't know why what's attractive to. I think it's like scary, but fun. I don't know.
Maybe it's because babies like are familiar with clowns, and then to see this new take on clowns, it's like, holy shit, someone's trying to tell me something. This is the first time.
Well, there's this whole idea. If you want to get Wendy Chun about it, there's this whole idea that the internet is supposed to like make you feel like there's always a crisis. And yeah. So maybe like, and you respond to that, like you're like, oh my God. And then you like your lizard brain clicks in and you do automatic behaviors. You become more robotic and you do like the action. Yeah. You respond more. Just like reactionary. And that's like how the internet works, is like through creating tiny crises everywhere and turning everybody. Yeah, but her whole theory is that internet is at the temporality is crisis.
That's like, kind of interesting. So it's like babies aren't familiar with
and so like clowns. What would be a crisis for baby is like, yeah, just yeah. like something, a clown, but a scary clown. Like, oh my God, the thing I like, something that looks so friendly, just something that looks horrifying, you know, like it's like what's horrifying for people is like Donald Trump being president and like talking and like causing havoc everywhere. Like, what do we respond to? Like killer clowns.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I don't know. That's like a Wendy Chun.
So you're saying like Donald Trump is like the adult
killer clown,
crazy clown.
That would parallel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sense with a Jake Paul. Yeah. Jake Paul is the killer clown. No.
Well, no, I'm saying killer clowns are the killer clowns.
No,
for babies.
I know, but he's the medium for the killer clown. He's the one that's creating that content, but creating.
And then there's like, and like another big trend for baby content is like bad baby, like just like the words bad baby, like a baby doing something wrong, like just rebelling. I don't know. It's really weird.
So maybe that's why she's thriving on the internet.
Why who?
Bad baby?
Oh, bad baby? I just mean, oh, maybe. But she spells bad baby with those H's, so she doesn't really have this.
Bad baby.
But yeah, it might be related. I don't know if it's related to that. But bad baby is just spelled regular. If you search that on YouTube, you'll see like lots of like children's videos. At least you used to.
See.
Like,
yeah,
let
yeah,
me
yeah.
see. Bad baby.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I haven't kept up with like where, you know, everybody had a meltdown about all of the creepy.
Yeah, and I had a really good, I had such a good playlist of all those like videos of like those baby videos, and they all got deleted. Like, I only have a couple of them left. It sucks. I don't know if I downloaded them at any point. I think I might have.
Oh, like administrators deleted them.
Yeah, after the freak out of like, yeah, like these algorithmically produced like nightmare videos.
You should have ripped those.
I might have at one point. Whenever there was the freak out, I remember actually downloading my playlist somewhere. I'll check it out if I still have it.
That's like a real, like, archival, like, when we go back and look.
Yeah,
at this
it's like an ice core sample of.
So those are going to be worth millions.
Like, you know, those, you know, ice core samples? Like,
yeah.
You're going to see a nice thick layer of finger family videos. What happened here?
God, yeah.
Okay.
Should we get into the meat of this?
Let's figure out. So wait, which Jake Paul do we want to watch then? From the.
I mean, right now I'm liking the one that's we found the kidnapper. What the fuck? Because it's like
that's okay. So this is from yesterday.
Or should we watch?
Are we watching it all together? Or how are we gonna?
Or should we watch the first one? The killer clowns came back and stole Thor.
Let's just watch the most recent one.
Oh, wait. I talked to Killer Clowns Scary. Actually, this started like a month ago. And so this is a continuation of another story.
Honestly, this is pretty innovative. He's like serializing.
Okay, maybe let's just watch the latest one. Because like, we're going to get dumped in the middle of this and not know really what's going on. Yeah, I haven't watched Jake Paul vlogs a lot either. Because I kind of hate him. Like, I hate Jake a lot more than Logan.
So
it's kind of hard to watch.
So this.
Yeah.
Compared to.
So this is a Mystery Science Theater reaction anchor.
So cue up the video and press pause, everyone.
Okay, so this
we
one
found
is
the kid.
We needed to save.
Oh, no. I mean, no, I think you're right. We found the kidnapper. What the fuck? I think we should do that. I think you're right. Yeah, that's a 16-minute vlog. Or should we do
that? I can't watch that one.
Okay. All right. Let's cue up. We needed to save her from the kidnapper. 6 minutes and 53.
Do I need another headphone for this?
You at least need if you can.
I have the dual headphone. Okay, let me go grab my other.
That's what I'm doing.
Headphones. I'm out in the outside office.
Is that what you're doing, Anna? You have two pairs?
I have the headphones in.
Okay. Oh, and then you're just talking on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, Zach, you could just talk with your phone and speakerphone and then plug headphones in.
Oh. Okay, I guess I'll do that. I'm just trying to have the best audio here.
Yeah.
I have a lot of, outside noise that maybe I should probably just get headphones, actually.
Okay.
If
you're at home, guys, and you want to participate in this podcast experience, get to your local YouTube terminal and search for Jake Paul, and then the video from May 19th, 2018. We needed to save her from the kidnapper. 2! 2! Insane rescue. 2!
So go ahead and pull up the terminal, and this is going to be Gate Paul.
And if anyone is interested, Jake Paul is on tour, near show, details below.
Yeah. Zach's going to try to go to the Cleveland show.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be at Cleveland at the time. Oh, is this the bong water?
I can't believe they're selling tickets on here.
Welcome.
Sorry, okay, guys. Do you just want me to tell you what happened in Logan? Do you want to tell me the bombshell that happened in Logan's latest vlog?
I kind of want to watch it.
All right, in the next, just 1 minute.
What'd you say?
If you can do it in a minute. And is Zach ripping bombs over
there? Yeah, you can hear it.
Oh, I heard
it. No, yeah. I just needed to get a little bit of bit of juice. Yeah, that's what I like.
Okay, everyone, but queue up. Okay, queue up. Queue up the video. It says 2 million views already. It's from today, I think. Wait, is today May 19th?
20th.
Okay, that was yesterday. Okay. Yeah, 2 million views since yesterday.
All right. Pulled up the video, clicked it, turning down the volume and skipping.
We gotta watch it in the next 10 minutes. I'm out of here.
Okay.
So, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You gotta
ready
3,
right
2,
now.
1, and then click. So, audience at home, hover your mouse over the play button. 3, 2, 1, play.
Go. Previously on.
Wow.
Sure.
What the fuck?
Wait, I did really like this scene. Hold on.
No, you can't go back.
No.
This is good so far.
Sherlock Paul.
Oh, is this his whole?
This is terrible.
What the fuck?
But he's really embracing the terrible.
So this is the kidnapped lady that was in the thumbnail.
Why has it got to be a lady?
It didn't have to be. I guess I don't know.
I thought this was actually, I saw this video and it looked like one of my actor friends. And I was like, holy shit. And it's not, though.
So, are we supposed to
look at this fucking garage? Whose fucking garage is this?
Are you supposed to think that this is real? Or is this is this he winking at the audience the whole time? Like, you guys know,
I think we got to get into, when he actually engages the camera, if he does it all. So... If he doesn't. If there's no fourth wall.
Oh, killer.
Shit.
Oh,
Crocs.
Shit. Look at those calves.
Look at those Crocs.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on.
This is really awkward.
This is
so awkward.
This is fucking awesome.
It looks like Dom Vito.
Yeah,
what is...
right. What is that? Oh, that's bread.
He's giving
bread
her bread
her
and water.
Classic, the jail diet.
Did he just throw two slices of bread on
yeah.
her lap?
Yeah, like Zach said. Yeah, bread and water.
Piece of Wonder Bread.
Oh, man.
I just, do you think, what do you think? Like, did he, was he like, guys, we're going to do a little, like, movie here? Or, like,
I mean,
did
yeah,
you already watch this, Ryan?
Trying to live out
no, I don't know. I've never seen this.
I'm sure he just turned to his friends and he was like, you guys, have you ever wanted to film a horror movie? And then they just did that, which is, like, you know, that's great.
Oh, yeah, I think
well,
you're
it's
right.
It's just crazy because, like,
it's very casual. Everything about this is very casual.
Yeah. Like, we'll just make it part of the vlog.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's, yeah, I mean, you get bored of, like, regular-ass vlogging. I'm sure they're like, this will be fun for, like, a few weeks to, like, change the vlog into a horror movie.
I appreciate that.
Who the fuck is he with?
I don't know
that guy.
Every team 10 member has quit, so it's probably a new
guy. It's fucking Paul Roberts, isn't it?
Justin Roberts? I thought I saw Justin Roberts at the
beginning. Yeah, I thought I did too.
It figures Justin would be one of the last remaining team 10 members. He's just like a scum of
the
earth.
I hate this freaking damsel shit. Like, I literally hate it.
I mean,
so
like,
much.
Why? Like, Jake's coming in there for the rescue. Like, he's a good dude.
God damn it.
I'm surprised this girl's not wearing any merch. He should have put some merch on her before and then let her go. What if he? It would be funny if he just gave her some merch and then left.
You know.
Okay.
He's probably gonna actually consider that. He's gonna listen to this anchor and he's gonna be like, you know what? You're right.
It is Justin Roberts.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that guy.
I mean, I feel like Justin Roberts is like.
Guys, if you're listening at home, Justin Roberts is the son of like this guy who's like Richo. A sports agent and like one of the advisors for Jerry Maguire. So it's like, I don't know. He's like.
Was he like Shaq's lawyer or something?
He was just like one of those like sports agents that like yells and stuff. And it's just like, we need good publicity. Call him. And I don't know. He's like an original like networker. Like a party can be a business meeting. I got his book, Robert's Rules.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean, seriously though, like all these children can outrun Don Vito any day. Like, I don't know.
Oh, the big guy? Maybe he has a gun. What if the whole end of this is like guns save the day?
Like, oh, hell yeah. Gun. All right.
Wow. I mean, he does have that AK or whatever tattooed on his thigh.
He didn't have a vlog when was the shooting? Was that 2 days ago?
It was very close. Oh, this recent one? Yeah.
He didn't have a vlog that day, I think, from what I remember.
Well, this looks like Burbank.
Good for him. Oh, man. Everything is always shot in this, like, alley. I feel like I always see this. This is familiar.
Every alley.
Where this
or maybe
is.
This is just California.
Yeah, California.
That was very easy. Also, I think that maybe...
I don't think the rescue... I mean...
The fuck's driving.
I mean...
Yeah.
The rescue wasn't that insane.
Is that Erica?
In my opinion.
Oh, maybe.
Does Erica make cameos still?
Yeah, she's still there.
What the fuck?
Who's the black guy? They never have the black guy.
Is it just a random person?
It looks like Jerica. Oh my God. This girl's so pathetic.
I don't know who this guy is.
He's like a flamboyant dude.
So, here's my thinking.
So, we're almost towards the end of
this.
This
is fucking
absolute
garbage.
Do you think he's trying to, like, transit? Oh, that is... No, that's
it was just, like, one take.
I mean, I'm fucking relieved. I mean, like, she was in trouble. And Jake came in. So brave and...
Oh, my God. Did she take those 2 slices of bread?
We gotta go back to the
crazy. They've gone full on, just like
this is absolutely
nothing
garbage.
Real. Just like
to be continued. He's, you know what this is? He's trying to do a scary telenovela.
I mean, yeah.
Because that's the for that's sure. the vibe. It's like the acting's just on the same.
Just because it's so bad.
I really want to make a follow up to that. Like, we can play like the characters that were already in there, and we do the continuation. You know what I mean?
That was pretty good. I hope somebody watches this at home and plays along. Follow I mean, along. I don't know if our commentary was just laughing at
it. Was, yeah, it wasn't. I realize I'm like, this is.
We didn't provide much value to you. No. I'm sorry. We could try the experiment it was our again. First try.
No, but you could definitely like, hang out while we do it. I feel like that's cool.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the value. I think it's like all about the prediction, right? So, like, after watching that, I'm thinking that I'll be the first to say that Jake Paul is trying to like make a hard right into producing more like film related content so that he can create like a serialized version of his show so that Netflix will give him a deal and then he can slowly transition into Hollywood again because he was kicked off the Disney Channel.
Not a bad. I mean, that's not really like out of the realm of possibility. So
I feel like here's how I see it.
Well, hey,
like,
can I present another question?
Yeah.
Do you think that he will transition out of YouTube to?
I think he's gonna try.
I think everybody is trying because YouTube is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because Logan that's Paul's only streaming now. Like, he plays video games for, like, 3 hours a day. I don't know how much money he's making on that. I haven't checked into that, but I think a decent amount.
I mean, from, like, the one stream we watched, I mean, people were just fucking donating money left and right. Like,
that was early on, so I don't know if maybe it's slowed down. But
I bet it's I don't know. More.
I haven't watched one recently, so I feel like I wanted to watch one of the. I wanted to actually watch some highlights to like for this Paul Rose Sunday podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think we should take another break? I mean, you should watch a few more things and then come back and have like one more like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do that.
Anything we want to talk about more with Jake? Oh, you want to hear what I think? I think like all his team's gone and like. Probably like around the mansion, like it's a bummer. Like the vlogs are probably lame as hell. Like everyone's gone.
That's true. That's a good.
And
point.
They're probably he's like, we need to go world. Into complete. Like we need to go into complete fantasy to like hide the reality of like what the Team 10 house is now.
I think this might be our end.
Definitely part of it.
What they do you need? Mean? They need content, and we need to
absolutely.
Maybe we need to stir up some shit. So, like, I mean, like, obviously we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. So, like, I feel like we could maybe get ourselves.
Scraping the bottom. Isn't there
finger? Oh, you're I'm trying saying, to make a finger family saying, joke. Get them while they're down. Like, get them while they're, like, on the floor and they're lacking content. Like, they don't know what
to I don't do. Think.
So, this is a fresh opportunity for anyone to swoop in with a new content game.
I don't know. Yeah, so, I mean.
Yeah, what I don't even know what you're saying. What are you saying?
Me?
I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying like this is our chance to like get like a collab because like they're desperate. Either that or maybe we just need to start more shit. So like, you know. Yeah, I don't know. They got nothing right now.
I don't know. I don't really think we have an end. They have a lot of fans. I mean, they got 2. They have 3 million views on that piece of trash we just watched.
Look, I mean, it's cool that they can take those risks. I mean, not even that they can, but they are.
So you're looking at it positively. I totally saw it as like, wow, they're like, they need to go into complete clickbait fantasy now. Like, this is like what I saw. I don't know how Lance Stewart's doing, but I don't think he's doing well.
This is that's so my Lance other
favorite
Stewart.
Guy. This is, yeah, Lance, this is like Lance is fuck.
I think Anna's looking at it in kind of a Gary Vee perspective. Risk.
You're looking at it as like I'm taking risk in like media and format, and I'm looking at it as like
desperation.
Just like he has no other trash. Options. Just like this is like pollution on YouTube almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what the general public like. That's the result that is. For the general public, it's definitely trash. But for him as an individual, definitely, like, he's just trying to weigh all his options. And right now, he's going fantasy.
I can see it both ways too. Like that, the idea that the whole Team Ten House is falling apart is forcing him to do things like this is like actually, it's funny. I mean, it's funny how. I don't know. I guess I'll watch the whole series, the whole Killer Clown series, at some point.
It's not going to be good.
And give you a full review.
It's not going to be good.
But
what I do appreciate
it is funny
is
that it's happening.
I think that, you know, like, even just going into some of Kanye West's philosophy about the stream of thought, like, not everything has to be good. And anytime that you're a creative, you have to take risks and you have to try new things. And right now we're just observing a moment where he's transitioning and exploring things. And ultimately, the more you try, as long as you show up every day, something will come out of it. So we're just, like, riding on the wave of stream of thought. And, like, right now, it's, like, bad content. But ultimately, if you're growing, it might be good.
And yeah, well, you're talking... What?
Yeah, and so, like it's, like, just, like, a little dip in, like the creativity, like, ebb and flow.
Yeah, what you're talking about right now, like that idea that they have to be there every day to do something, no matter how trash it is like kind of the reason I like vlogs to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, like you see bad vlogs a lot. You see them like struggling to like make a boring day exciting. And that is kind of what I like most about vlogs. Like I like the vlogs where you can tell they got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they like succeed despite that. Yeah. That is a fun episode. Because do you remember, did you watch the Writer's Strike Conan episodes with me?
I might have. I think so.
Or like some of them, like where Conan, like during the Writer's Strike, like Conan had to like just like improv every day and just he would spin his wedding ring on like the desk and just see how long it would go for. Because he was like, I have to kill time. Like I have like this slot of time every day that I have to be on TV for it, and what do I do? I'll do my best.
Those were some of my
favorite. And that's kind of like...
Those are some of my favorite comments. That, I know. Like, really, those were, like, honestly me hilarious. Too. Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, I really didn't want
felt bad for him.
I want the writers to come back.
It was... And, yeah, like, I think that that sort of... The reason why that's successful, like, just seeing him, like, just, like, struggle to, like, fill time is, like, kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is definitely a struggle. You were watching a struggle right now.
Yeah, in a weird way, because it's like it's not like it's literally like cameras on him and he has to be entertaining, but it's like
we're watching. It's like a very elongated struggle. Like it's like in the over a span of like six vlogs, he's just failing.
Yeah, he's trying something. We can't say he's not trying something weird.
Yeah, right.
I think I wonder.
Feel like is very similar.
Although it's been tried by Lance Stewart, I'll say that. Like,
oh yeah.
I think this is Greg Paul's idea.
The weird thing about the Lance Stewart ones is like Lance Stewart would have a full vlog that was like him going to the gym and like buying shoes, and then like the last 2 minutes would be him like possessed by a demon. And then it would be the next day, same thing. Like they would tease that something else happened with the demon in the thumbnail, but then the whole vlog would just be them going to the gym again, and then the last 2 minutes
that.
Like demon, like it was all about like so. At least like I don't know. At least this one, like this is all the story. It's not like Jake Paul just doing normal stuff and then suddenly something happens with this, which was weird with Lance Stewart. Yeah,
I mean, I think Lance Stewart's idea is way funnier for sure. But I mean,
Lance Stewart's idea is real. Like that's why I kept watching him, is because the boldness of that.
Lance Stewart's a genius.
Well, also, I don't want to like, you know, not give us the credit, you know, because sometimes credit is due. And I would say with, like, the Trash Cast and even just, like, this experiment, we're always trying new things. We're not saying that they're always good. But you know what?
We're mavericks, too.
These are all very vulnerable moments. Most of the time, not so good. Some of the time, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to
we're creatorpreneurs.
Brilliant moments.
We're creatorpreneurs. We're risk takers. We're mavericks.
We're definitely having a moment. I think that's safe to say.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to let you go, Tree. Zach and I are going to watch some. I'm going to look for some, like, Logan Paul, what he's up to on the streams. And Zach, I don't know, watch a couple. Oh, watch the latest Logan Paul vlog, and then you'll see the bombshell.
Yeah,
we'll
do
want to
see that.
Wait, can you tell me how you're feeling about the latest edit from when we recorded on April Fool's?
Okay, guys, this is a little personal side talk. You can
go ahead and turn it off now, guys.
No, this is valuable.
Right, but like so I say that, but like do... people won't. I think people will be more inclined to listen now that we tell them to.
Oh, you're right.
So, guys, please don't listen to this part.
Yeah. Don't. This is just like a regular conversation we're having. You just, yeah. I think the edit's pretty good. I just got to go faster.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I could use some more jokes. Like watch it and then like type in some more jokes when you see some opportunities. I could always like increase the joke thickness.
The joke quotient. Yeah. I mean, I really love the first couple minutes of it or whatever, like with the little computer and like the abandoned mall.
Yeah. I was gonna speed that up a bit. Oh, can you make some branding for Vampire 6? Like just like a nice typeface, and then I'll add some like motion to it.
Okay, maybe. I kinda liked whatever you had. Did you have
It was just like a chiller. It was the classic scary font chiller.
All right. All right. I mean, I'll take a look at it, but I liked it.
All right. I thought I needed to bring the heat harder on that, so I thought maybe like a redesign of the font would.
Oh, did you? Did you like the fog hat part?
Oh, so right. All right,
guys. I gotta go.
Okay. Take that as a no.
Okay.
All right. Later.
Bye. Okay, Zach. You watch the latest vlog. I'll watch some clips. We'll be back here in about 30 minutes, let's say.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys in a sec.
All right, cool.
Oh, my God. Are you listening to the same thing I'm listening to?
Yeah, are you freaking titty bang?
Oh my god, wait, you were playing it right when Oh fuck. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. I was like, that's flip. Definitely
that's more like I know we talked about this before on your show. But we kind of I think we're quantum entangled.
I don't know. Well, I was actually watching Jake Paul's vlog, which he literally just posted. And like that was like a little like he was like, oh, check the song out, and that was like a little clip, but it was, and then you called me, and so I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna play this song for, I backed it up like a second.
I can't believe we were playing the exact same song.
Chitty,
I
mean, it just came
out yesterday. So guys, this is Erica Costello, Jake Paul's girlfriend.
I'm Erica Costello.
Listen to this, like the lyric here. Guys like you don't need drama. Don't need girls who honestly just suck.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Okay, let me play it. I'ma fish you up like the shit play no. Like a different man when I'm done with you. How do you like the track?
It's not bad. I mean, like,
so did you watch
what?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine.
Yeah, like it probably is their best song.
It's Chitty Bang, guys. Go check it out.
It just sounds
lyric
like a
video
was,
just dropped.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like somebody like that actually like kind of does music did it. So like. I mean, like the
it's
melodies
professional
are not,
enough.
Yeah, the melodies are not
smooth.
Bad,
out.
Really, they're not bad.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
You think Erica wrote this?
Maybe she wrote the lyrics, but like, I mean, but it was not arranged by her. I don't think. I mean, maybe it was. I don't know.
So moving on to Logan Paul. Did you watch the latest vlog? So, did you know the bombshell was? Do you want to reveal it?
Ayla's back as the assistant.
I don't think she's back. But even, I don't know if she's back as the assistant. Is she?
They kept saying yes, but she was saying no.
Well, Lydia.
Lydia, yeah. They fucking let go of Lydia.
Well, she moved on.
Right. Whatever that means.
Lydia, she decided to move on, and then Ayla, who was Logan Paul's assistant before Lydia, came out from the bushes, and she's like, I don't know, she has been hanging around him a lot. I've seen her in Instagram videos. Who? And Ayla.
You think that Logan's dating Ayla?
No, she might really actually be his assistant again. Like, I don't know if that was a joke. It seemed like he was trying to, she was like, I'll never do it again.
Maybe I'm just over here because I'm your friend. I have a feeling that Ayla, for one, I'm pretty sure she was dating some like dude, and I'm pretty sure they broke up because I never see him anymore. And she also like is always like,
you watch a lot of her social
media? Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. So I mean, like, she's like incredibly hot. So it's like, sometimes we'll just roll into her story, and I'm like, I'll check this out.
Yeah, you made me. I followed her. You showed me that you were following her, and then I started following her, and I started following Judy. And it's like, Instagram is kind of like, I get the really like the 1-2 hit of the Judy and Ayla almost every day now.
Yeah,
it's kind of rough.
Yeah, it is a lot
because they're two like, yeah, the two crazy babes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she's, and I know that. I don't know. I feel like she's kind of like, she talked about doing like vlogs and shit, but I feel like she's doing pretty well, like just on Instagram and shit like that. So, but I think that she's like, I think I should be start. I don't know. I think she just wants to get a bigger YouTube following before she starts doing more of her own shit, or she just doesn't want to. And she's like, I'll just be a fucking character in Logan's vlog and like just get more clout that way.
Yeah, I didn't watch very many of her vlogs, but like she's just not much of a character. Like she tried to like step it up and be like more wacky and like you know, pause-core, like energetic, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I think that Logan is trying to, I think that he needs something, a new character kind of too. So I think maybe he asked her to.
to
come back and like be more like, I mean, they definitely hang out, like that group of like that we're doing like aggro yoga, like that group, like they're always hanging out, like, so yeah, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe that you think they might be dating, or
I don't think so.
I've seen a lot of.
He's dating that. I think he's dating that one.
I've seen girl, a lot of
that safari Olga. I think that he's. I think Olga? That's his girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, Olga's a babe town too.
Yeah, she's hot. I think Ayla's more hot, TBH, but they're all really smoking hot, and I would definitely. if you guys are listening, I'd love to take you out to Norm's, get you a burrito, get you a nice. Get you a large fountain drink. They have free refills.
Did you watch any Logan Paul streams? Any highlights?
I didn't watch any streams. No, I just watched a few YouTube videos. I just watched YouTube only.
You didn't watch any Twitch highlights though?
No.
YouTube?
No.
I watched a couple and I didn't really see anything like, whoa. It was just like, it's kind of boring. Like, I'm probably a bad person to be even watching his streams because, like, I'm just so bored by video games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not excited by them. Like, they're most... I don't know. I wish they were playing, you know, like we were playing Donkey Kong yesterday. I'd watch Logan Paul play Donkey Kong.
Yeah, right.
I'm just not... I don't like first-person shooters, I guess.
I don't either. I never really have. I mean, I played Halo for like a little bit, but that was about
it. Yeah, I tried to because I would have friends who like playing Team Fortress. So I played Team Fortress for a while on PC, if you remember that.
And I do.
It was kind of fun, but I always like tried to do things like, guys, let's like, instead of going and try to like kill all the other team, like let's like dance in like a really small like room and then they'll find us and it'll be crazy. It'll be funny. We'll be all be dancing or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, let's just play the game.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was just never good at video games, so I kind of, like, I said it the other day, like, I would get really frustrated because we were playing Donkey Kong, and I'd just get really frustrated, and that's when I would just go outside and, like, ride my bike, and I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking good at riding my bike, like.
Yeah, I put in the password or the code on Donkey Kong Barrel, Barral, to get 50 lives on Donkey Kong, and we made it to, like, the second world. And I just want to flex that I beat Minecar Madness, or what was it called?
Minecar Carnage or something. I wish
Minecar.
I wish that we had that Carnage. Yeah. I wish that we had that moment vlog. That would have been fucking awesome.
I beat Minecar Carnage.
Yeah.
It took us. We like wasted like probably 25 or 30 lives on Minecar Carnage.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So I don't think Logan Paul's making very much money on Twitch, though. I did some rough calculations. I think he can't be making more than $20,000 a month.
Who?
Logan Paul.
The
stream. Via the Twitch apparatus. Yeah, like, I did some, like, really rough. Like, I don't want to go on record on any of this, but I sort of, like, I found somebody who said how much money Ninja was making, who's, like, the top YouTuber. And Ninja, at the time he did these calculations, had 186,000 subscribers, and now he has like way more. He has 212,000, and Logan Paul only has like a mid 2,000, like maybe 3,000 subscribers.
That's it.
So like, yeah. Wow. And like, and then I guess there's like three subscriber levels, and there's like, you could be like a $3 one, a $7 one, or $18 one. And then you also, there's ads, so you get money from that. And then like donations is like a wild card. But like, it's kind of like a guess, but I don't think that he's making like, he's making like $20,000 max. I feel like that's my guess though.
Yeah.
I would say more like 15,000, but
not bad.
So he's not making much on that, but like he still sells merch a lot probably.
Oh yeah.
Seems like his vlogs only happen when he has new merch. Like, he's like, well, we got to make something to show the new shirt.
Yeah.
That's just what I've been seeing lately. Like, every vlog has a new... It's like, oh, this is new.
Yeah. Nothing that... I mean, I saw some Jake Paul merch that he just dropped, and I was like, actually, that's pretty cool.
But I had to imagine that Logan Paul thinks that he just has to keep playing and he'll get enough subscribers, like, as long as he just keeps playing. I think he's like, well, we're not making much now, but maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get subscribers. Because I think Ninja makes about, I think, $1 million a month now. Maybe a lot more, probably.
Wow.
Not a lot. But if from these calculations, he was making around $1 million. But now, yeah, he probably makes like over $1 million now every month. So if Logan Paul could get as popular as Ninja, he'd probably be fine. I don't know how much money he was making before, though.
Who, Ninja?
No, Logan Paul. Like, I don't know how much money from vlogs plus merch we're making.
But, a lot, I'm sure.
But, yeah, I think he's making a transition because it seems a lot easier.
Yeah.
To play video games every day.
Yeah.
It is 3 hours of, or like 2 hours of work, kind of. Like, if you want to say, like, streaming is work, I guess, you're putting on a show. Not bad. I think the vlogs took a lot more work than that.
I think we should start streaming us playing Donkey Kong.
You can do that. I mean, we can do that. Lots of people do that. If you go on Twitch, there's, like, there's categories for classic games. There's lots of people doing old games. It's just the most popular ones are Fortnite and PUBG.
Yeah.
I'm starting to... I'm going to Twitch stream today a little bit.
Nice.
I'm going to try my drawing show. I'll send you the link.
All right, cool.
It's going to be a binaural drawing show. Hopefully the internet's fast enough. But I got a green morph suit.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Tune in, guys. I don't know what it'll be called. My name's Grando on Twitch.
Definitely check that out. I mean, do you think it's going to be on, like, are you going to have, like, a bunch of, like, plates that you can break, like, on the back? Or, and then, like, if you mess up?
I
don't know.
I do have to – well, my way I'm going to interact with the audience is, like, just, like, they can tell me what to draw. But I don't know. I don't expect many people to show up. Right. So I'm kind of going to – I don't have a plan for what to do yet because I don't think anybody cares
yet. Well, you definitely want to be prepared for when that does come.
Let me see. Let me look at like browse. I'm going to browse some Twitch channels. Popularity, the most popular is Fortnite, Counter-Strike, League of Legends. There's an IRL stream, so I'd be in the IRL group. Even in the IRL stream, people are kind of playing video games.
Say that again?
Even in the IRL streams, people are kind of playing video games. Oh. I guess they're just answering questions. They're just like people in front of their cameras, like talking to the audience. Kind of. There's about 1,000 viewers per streamer. The most popular streamers in the IRL streams have 5,000. But there's only a couple of those, and mostly it's like 1,500. It's kind of, I'm surprised there are as many viewers as there are on all these. It's mostly just people sitting in front of their computers talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are who I'm going to compete with. I don't know if anybody, there are people who like draw and stuff on Twitch, but I haven't watched any. I'll have to see how they like do that. Lots of people drawing in like Photoshop, anime characters in Photoshop.
Yeah, I could see people being into that.
Yeah. Only about a couple. The most popular person doing that has like 700 viewers. So it's just like compare that to Ninja, who is going right now, who has 160,000. Sorry, the call dropped, I guess. So, in conclusion, I'm going to try to make something other than video games successful on Twitch, even though I think Twitch is maybe just made for gaming, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was originally, I think, right?
Yeah, but I think it really wants to be for, like, people just streaming themselves drawing and doing other things, but I'm looking at the people doing art right now, and they just have not nearly as many viewers as any of the video gamers.
Yeah.
Like, there's this guy I follow, Sig Neutron, who started, he was on this show Face Off on, like, the Sci-Fi channel, where, like, people compete to do, like, monster makeup against each other. Like, they'll be challenged, like, you all have to make aliens. And then everybody makes aliens with, like, crazy makeup in, like, a day. It's a really fun show, but he's on Twitch and he just joined monster makeup and it's really fun to watch, but he only has 19 viewers right now. Whereas like,
damn.
Yeah. It's like, it's fun to watch, but it's like, you're just watching people kind of talk and like, it's kind of ambient. It's not action packed. Yeah. You know? Like it's just different. Like Ninja's on right now. He has 179,000 people watching.
Damn.
Playing Fortnite. So, I don't know, it's just different, but I'll just keep watching, paying attention to Logan Paul, see if his numbers go up, see if anything changes, but.
Yeah, I don't know, I think a lot of people that are watching, like, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, like, they're not the kind of people that are gonna fucking, like, wanna watch a video game. I really don't think they are.
Who?
You know?
The people fans. That like they're I think they're that some of them are, but just
maybe some, yeah, definitely some, but like I don't know,
2 hour stream every day is like a lot to commit to somebody. Like I thought it was a lot to commit when I was watching like each person's vlog. When I would watch a Jake Paul vlog and a Logan Paul vlog in a day, that's like almost on a longer day, that's like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
shorter day like 30. Like, that's kind of a lot, but 2 hours?
Yeah, that's a lot.
But I hear your relationship with streamers is a little bit different. Like, you just sort of put it on in the background. It's like more like radio. So, yeah, it's just, it is a little bit different. I am interested in live stream world.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Any more Logan Paul, Jake Paul news, or should we wrap this up for this week? So Logan Paul, the Paul Bros Sunday.
I think that's probably good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
what do you hope to see? What do you hope happens?
I hope to see myself on one of the vlogs pretty soon. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to Logan Paul's podcast that he's been teasing for a while.
Well, yeah, and they're teasing like the recording studio and shit too. So I mean, he's gonna make some more garbage songs. that's for sure. Well, I think they're just trying to do anything. I mean, I think that they think and I think that music is going to be, like, how they're going to start making more money. I mean, like, little kids are going to play the shit out of those songs and, like, get it. That's going to bring in a lot of money for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and, like, they don't fucking put that much work into these songs, you know what I mean? Like, it's like...
They put enough, and they have enough people they put that are good around them.
Right.
Who will, like, polish them up and make them good, you know?
Yeah. But, like, it's, like, literally, like, maybe they fucking probably worked on a track for, like, maybe 2 days. And, like, that was all the work they put in.
Yeah, but even really good musicians don't spend that much time on tracks sometimes, you know? Sometimes the tracks just pop out.
Yeah.
There's an argument that, like, the longer you spend on something, the worse it is. Like, you know, all the White Stripes albums, they went into the album with no ideas. And then whatever they came out with was the album, and...
Is that actually true?
They wrote some sweet tracks. Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't fucking believe that. There's some
you
damn
good albums.
You
think he has
some
ideas rattling around already?
Yeah, I think you have to. I don't know. I guess if you're a fucking really
but
good musician.
The newest White Stripes album is really bad, though.
I believe it for that
one. We listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some real poop to scoop type shit.
But I don't know. I think I don't really think that like the amount of time you spend on a song is necessarily like it's always better. I think that that's kind of like I think you could write a good song instantly.
Yeah, I guess so.
And have the first like recording of it. If you have all the tools in front of you like to make it sound good, your first recording of it could be the final.
Yeah. I wonder how many times Erica did her vocals.
Probably like 3 times.
Yeah. Not more than that though. All these guys just suck. It really is like fucking.
That was
like,
girls who just.
It
suck.
Really is like kids' music, though. Like that lyric right there. Like that's just like, yeah. Like there's gonna be a lot of like fifth grade girls that are gonna love that.
Yeah, that's their demographic. I mean, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
See you next week. I'm excited to see if anything. I mean, I don't know what'll happen. We're gonna keep our eyes peeled. I'll watch the rest of the Crazy Clown videos, and I'll see. I'm not looking forward to it, but I will watch them, and I'll tell you what the whole thing is. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Listen, follow Zach Show Live on Anchor. Follow Tree on Anchor, and tune in to Science Thursdays and SEO. I don't know what day of the week we're going to do our SEO show, but I have Daryl Sweat in on that. So
oh, really?
We're going to have Daryl Sweat.
Nice. Yeah.
So tune in. We'll have Daryl Sweat, a.k.a. Evan Rogers, SEO analytics specialist to guide us along what's popular around the web. All right. Bye.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.